This is the show Never Heard That, and my name is Andrew Mukey. Thank you for joining me. After last week's musical beauty and tranquility of Peter Gabriel, we are going a very different route today. Whilst this band has indulged in many a genre, I'm going to focus on the side that could be classified as grunge. I'll explain that further shortly. Today, we are going to be listening to the band Regurgitator and their track Kung Fu Sing from their 1996 album To Plang. Regurgitator are an Australian rock band from Brisbane, Queensland, formed in late 1993 by Kwan Yeomans on lead vocals, guitar and keyboards, Ben Eli on bass guitar, keyboards and vocals, and Martin Lee on drums. Through the years, they have had quite a few extra personnel join them, and indeed, Lee left the band in 1999, but it is this version of the band that I want to focus on today. Legend has it that bass player Ben Eli was shopping a demo tape around to various record companies that had his main band Pangaea on side A and an unlisted Regurgitator on side B. With much surprise to the band, it was Regurgitator that generated the interest and was signed locally first, then with a license deal in the US. For Australian youth that grew up in the 1990s liking their alternative music, there would be no doubt that many would identify strongly with Regurgitator and probably have fond memories of seeing them play on some stage at some festival or pub somewhere around the country. They would probably also say that the band did not take itself too seriously. Indeed, they would probably go so far as to say that they were a band that injected a bit of laughter and comedy in all that they did, whether it be their songs, their video clips, their interviews, or their live shows. One thing that was guaranteed was that they were a tight, proficient, and experimental band. Since their formation, they have released 9 albums, 1 greatest hits package, a live album, and 6 EPs. That is a lot of product. So, I spoke about grunge before. That was synonymous with Nirvana and a number of other US bands from the early 1990s. There were also some bands from the UK brought together under that banner. Although I appreciate that this is just my opinion, I feel that the track we will be listening to shortly, Kung Fu Sing, deserves to be in the top 10 of any grunge list. In fact, I would go so far as to say that a second song by the band, off their very first EP from back in 1994, a track called Couldn't Do It, would also be a contender. This is a band playing with impressive technical proficiency, playing hard, strong and fast, yet sounding unlike any of their contemporaries. The fact they somehow do that whilst at the same time adding some humour to the song is quite remarkable. For those who like live music and the raw energy of a band going off, then this is the song for you. I've seen this band quite a few times over the years, and on every single occasion this song takes the experience to a whole new level. Or, to give it to you from a different perspective, I used to wonder why I never really danced to music. When I hear this song, particularly when it is played live, I cannot do anything but dance and dance outrageously. Some of you may find this track creates a racket. I agree, but what a racket. Here it is, the Kung Fu Sing from the 1996 Regurgitator album, To Plang.
Ha ha ha! no one to be shown in the red bread that they don't crack up. But they're stacking, then you won't be kneeling up. The Kung Fu Say. The Kung Fu Say. The Kung Fu Say.